Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, guys. My name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the biggest and best children's entertainers in the United Kingdom.
And I have proof of that. We are the best.
We are the best, without a shadow of a doubt. And we're back with more deals. So it's when this goes out, this is going to be Friday.
It will.
So it's coming up on bank holiday weekend.
Ooh.
I know, I'm excited. Doing anything nice at the bank holiday, Patrick? Didn't you say you were sleeping?
I was sleeping on Monday, yeah, definitely. I've got the Champions League final tomorrow, so balls and footballs and stuff
like that. Well, I think Mark needs balls. So he's balls and sleeping. That's good to know. We're going to be bringing up a whole bunch of stuff that you guys can do to save money over the bank holiday weekend. So if you are ready, strap yourself into a comfy chair, grab yourself a hot cup of cocoa, and get ready for the deals this week.
Okay, so I'll start with my first deal. All our deals, by the way, are from moneysavingexpert.com.
Not all of them.
A lot of them. Mine are. So if you
all of mine.
Mine mostly are. So if you ever see a deal and you're like, whoa, where's all these good deals from? Try it. Moneysavingexpert.com. That's my first deal, is the whole website. No, I'm joking.
That does not count.
So my first deal is Argos, £50, spend, gets £5 off next spend. It's not bad. It's not brilliant. As I'm reading it, I'm starting to think maybe it wasn't as good as I initially thought. But I'm going to roll with it because it's still a deal. So if you spend £50 to £99 online at Argos by the 2nd of June, mm-hmm. you should receive a code. See, that straight away, you should receive a code. Not you will. You probably will, but you might not.
You might do.
So yeah. You could just waste £99 at Argos for no reason. But yeah, you should receive a code in your confirmation email for £5 off your next purchase with no minimum spend. If you spend £100 plus, you'll get a code for £10 off your next purchase. Once received, you have until Tuesday the 19th of June to use the code. Very cool.
That's cool.
Delivery is £3.95. It's expensive, that is, isn't it? You think most places these days would be doing free delivery. You can reserve online or collect from a store for free. If you use the reserve and collect option, you'll need to have picked up and paid for your item by Saturday the 6th. See, that's stupid then. So if you want to pick up the item, you have to have picked it up by the 2nd of June. But if you buy the item there and then, you can have it till the 19th of June.
Okay, that doesn't make too much sense.
No. Alternatively, you could simply walk into a store and purchase. Oh, yeah, that's what I just said. The only items excluded from both the qualifying spend and purchase are gift cards, e-top-ups and iTunes vouchers.
Okay.
Purely because they are, like, equivalent of money.
Okay.
So I suppose you can't sell money for cheaper than money.
No, not really.
You can't just be like, okay, yeah, we'll sell you £10 for £8.
No.
That literally makes no sense.
No.
So, yeah, that's my first deal.
It's not bad.
It's all right.
I think you lost faith in your deal as you went on.
Well, yeah, I didn't really... I thought there would be more to it, really. It had a little star next to it, so I thought that star would be like...
Well, I'm going to redeem you because I've got an amazing deal.
Go on, then.
An amazing deal. When you were a kid, what did you want to do? What did you want to do and grow up to be?
I wanted to work as an office manager for a kids' entertainment company.
Well, that worked out well, didn't it?
Nah, I'm joking.
Probably known you, a footballer or something.
It's either a footballer or then when I got a bit older, it's like probably an actor.
Okay. Well, I wanted to be a farmer.
Okay.
I just like farms, I always have. So I've got to tell you something.
Explain your hygiene.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is a really cool deal. First of all, have you ever heard of Open Farm Sunday?
I don't think I have.
Okay. Basically, if you want to find out more about this, just go to farmsunday.org. It's an actual thing, farmsunday.org.
I'm going to get this up right. This is the advantage of having my laptop.
It really is, isn't it? And basically, what they do is they promote, it's run by the farming industry. And Open Farm Sunday is basically their way of trying to get more and more people to find out more about farming and to, you know, find out what goes on in the farm. No. Because, you know, you have these farms that kids can visit, like Marsh Farm and places like that, that are really popular, and you can go on tractor rides and stuff like this. Basically, all farms, all working farms around the country are opening their doors for one day only on the 10th of June, Sunday the 10th of June. Leaf Open Farm Sunday is the farming industry's national open day. You can visit a farm an Open Farm Sunday on the 10th of June and discover the world of farming. You find out the story behind the food and how farming affects our everyday lives, which sounds boring, but a lot of them are doing like tractor rides and feeding the stuff, and different farms will do different stuff, but they're basically opening their doors, and it's completely free of charge. Basically, on the website, there's 350 farms across the whole of England, Scotland and Wales. They're opening their gates to the public for various activities. You can go on that website that I mentioned and use the Farm Finder to find out the different farms that are participating in their opening times.
You can even put your own farm in there if you can open your own farm. I could open my, if I have a farm right now, it's giving me my option to open my farm.
So. Brilliant. Well, most, pretty much 95% of the farms are free, completely free to spend the whole day there. They won't charge any. Others are going to charge a fee of like £1, but it's a donation for something or other. They won't be charged. 95% won't be charging. The activities vary at each farm. You can go on the Farm Finder to see what's going on, but examples include lamb feeding, welly wanging, pony rides, egg collecting, sheep shearing.
What do you say, welly wanging?
Welly wanging is the thing. It's an old farm where they throw wellies out, but see how far you can throw it. Sheep shearing, face painting, walking tours, tractor rides. You may need to book ahead. Some farms or activities. So don't be sheepish. Check out the details online.
Sheepish, a little pun in
so,
there.
So, you know, sometimes, I know as a parent, I really struggle sometimes with things to do that's different. It's like, you know, you end up doing the same thing. Oh, right, okay, let's go to a play barn. And I know one thing that a lot of parents do try to do is do something different.
Yeah.
And normally, to go to one of these farms that's kind of got lots of activities, it can cost like 20 or 30 quid.
Yeah.
This is a chance to do something that's not going to cost you a penny, that your kids are probably going to end up absolutely loving.
Yeah. Yeah, who wouldn't want to spend their day welly wanging?
Well, you know, you don't live until you've wanged a welly, I'll tell you that. But yeah, it's fine. You just go on farmsunday.org.
It's sponsored by quite a lot of big companies. It's sponsored by Asda, Co-op, Arla. I don't know any of the others, but they're quite big.
Yeah, it is. Obviously got some, you go on the website, there's tons of videos of stuff that's gone on in the past.
Yep.
And you just go on there, find a farm near you, and you... You just literally book yourself in.
This guy obviously finds nettles very funny.
You can tell he's loving the nettles.
He is, he's a big fan.
But yeah, I just think that's different. It's not going to cost a penny.
I think that's a not very nice deal.
Yeah.
Definitely a nice thing to do to your kids. I mean, they've got science and technology activities, case studies. They do teach about health and safety there.
They do it like 3 times a year, but the next one's on the 10th of June. I'll go to the. I'm not going to the 10th of June, unfortunately, because I'm going to RAF Cosford to their air show with Ryan and the kids. I'm definitely going to one in the future, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, cool. That is a very good deal. That a lot. So my deal, it doesn't. I'm caught between two deals. One deal I really like, but it's a bit crap. So I'm not going to go for that one. I might briefly mention them, but this deal, which is my main deal, is £10 to £30 Oasis Ghost and Super Dry sunglasses.
Okay.
Or glasses. I'm not even sure it's sunglasses anymore. I thought it was sunglasses. So it's for specs and sunnies. So one online glass retailer, Specky Four Eyes. So that's their name, Specky Four Eyes. So kids spend their whole childhood being bullied, being called Specky Four Eyes. And then they go and make a website now. So anyway, they're offering discounts on £79 to £99 off selected prescription glasses and sunglasses.
Because you used to work in the glass industry, so you know if this is a good deal or not.
I did. If you go via our special link and use the codes